Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Said the man with the upside-down glasses and the fish for eyeballs. What is this strange, bizarre world we are living in? It's another episode of Ready Player 2, not merely months, weeks, or years.
What's
since
happening?
The last one. It's days since we did the last podcast. I am pretty sure that we're living in a fucking twisted, upside-down, bizarro world. And today I've got Anti-L with me again.
Hello. My name's Lee, and according to the BBC News, I'm a gameaholic.
Not just the BBC News, the World Health Organization, the WHO.
Yeah. And you're not just... Wait, the World Health... Is that comprised of doctors?
I guess
medical
so.
Medical professionals, I'd say.
I would hope so.
So they're all Doctor Who... Sorry, I...
They're all Doctor Who's.
I couldn't get away from that. And also, we've traded in Ross. We took him into the second-hand podcaster store, and we ended up with Lewis.
So you traded one tall, beardy man for another tall, beardy man.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I nearly said traded up, but it feels like a sideways move. Do you know what I mean? We still haven't got Elle, because presumably she's dead.
Or at least quite unwell.
She is
incapacitated.
Unwell. Our icon's moving on Messenger.
That's the excuse she keeps giving us for blowing us off anyway. Right, look, we're back. We decided that we were going to put out another podcast pretty quickly after the last one, which I know is a very odd thing for us to do, because normally there's a break of at least a leap year in between our podcasts. But we had loads of stuff to talk about, and we'd done loads of stuff with Lee, and we'd done loads of stuff with Lewis, and we'd done loads of videos, and also there was an elephant thing that we kind of spoke about in the last podcast, but we didn't... properly cover
three,
which what the fuck is going? I'm a little bit worried about you today.
I've been
right?
in the sun a lot. Quite
have you?
I might struggle.
Blink if you need help. That's not going to work, is it? That's not
going to
work.
It's when I stop blinking.
It works for me.
There was a thing. Okay, look. Right, we did this at the beginning of the last episode, so people are probably going to be pissed off if I'm going to do this again now. But I'm going to fucking do it anyway. We spoke a little bit about E3 last episode. We didn't speak a lot about E3 last episode. And the reason for that was that a huge amount of the E3 coverage that we did was myself, Lee, and Lewis. And we were all together. We did all of this, and we spoke about it, and we live-streamed it, and we had impressions and thoughts and feelings, and stuff was happening in our boy areas. And we haven't fully explored that as a trio yet. Hmm. So I feel like this is the space. This is the safe space.
This is the forum.
Yeah, this is the forum where people can choose to turn off now if they want to. And we can talk about some of the stuff that we see in E3. Now, we haven't properly hashed this out, have we? We haven't got this in a neatly tabulated and formatted document. So we're going to need to go into it in a little bit of a cautious way. We've got Lee's notes, right? We've got our brains.
Riffling
is not a word.
Rifling.
No, all right. Rifling ruffling. Is when that's the
ruffling, rustling.
No, riffle. When you riffle like cards.
There's no.
Oh, there's come not, on.
That's not a thing.
Just give me that one. That's my mouth is not working really well today.
I'm not giving it to you.
I'm, no, I'm convinced that's a thing.
Mouth, brain, nothing is working. Look, right. I'm going to jump in. I'm going to shout games. This is the way we're going to do this. This is going to be in a very neatly tabulated and organised way.
Oh, my God.
One of us is going to shout something that we saw, and the other one's going to talk about it a bit.
Skull and Bones.
Oh, no.
Right.
What did he shout?
He shouted Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones. Okay, right. Can we do mine quick? Because it's going to be much quicker. Halo Infinite.
Looks like a Halo game.
Right, show of hands. Who gives a shit?
Thank you
very much. Couldn't give a fuck. Could anybody give a fuck? I'm sure there are people out
there
that care.
Massive people that do give a fuck.
They shouldn't.
There was a big wave of people giving a fuck.
They're very incorrect.
None of them are here. That's a bit unfortunate, but that's just the way
it
is.
No, it's only unfortunate for them. I mean, to be honest, if they're excited about a Halo game, then they're unfortunate for many reasons.
I'm sure that there are reasons to want to play Halo.
There are kind of reasons that want to play Halo. I enjoyed the Halo games a lot, all the way up to Halo 3. I enjoyed Halo 3. After Halo 3.
And there's been like 20 more games since then.
Yeah, well, there was Reach, which I played and didn't enjoy at all. There was ODST, which I played and didn't enjoy at all.
Why did it fall to me to defend it then? Because I've not played any of them. Well, I played one.
Because you're an avocado. You're being today's avocado, for this game at least, and then we can move on to somebody else doing it.
So I'm a devil's testicle.
Yes. I'm just not that bothered for so many reasons, Lee. For so many reasons. I'm just not bothered about this in the slightest.
Why did you fucking bring it up then?
Because we have to bring it up. It's a fucking Halo game that was announced at E3.
This could go on a while. Everybody, make yourself comfortable.
No, that's done. That's done. I'm not going to rant. I'm saving my rants. Oh my God, there's such rich pickings for rants. I'll save for later. Lewis, you shouted something out.
Skull and Bones.
Oh, okay. So this is not worth a rant. This is good.
This is worthy of praise and us getting excited.
Well, we don't know if it's worthy of praise yet.
It looks like it might be.
Yeah.
It's worthy of a small amount of pre-cum, at least.
Yeah.
Some vinegar.
Just a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit. So, you... Lewis, have you played... I will break you tonight. Lewis, have you played Sea of Thieves? Did you play in the end?
No.
You've not? Okay. So,
but I liked the look of Sea of Thieves until Skull and Bones was revealed last year.
Yep.
And then I was like, I just want to play Skull and Bones because it looks like Sea of Thieves, but for grown-ups.
Yeah.
It is kind of that. There's a massive, massive difference, as far as I can tell, anyway. There might be a way of doing this, but Sea of Thieves is very much get everybody on one boat. So you've got everybody, you know.
Everyone
has a role. A lot of the time, even other people from other ships on your boat, which is not cool. But
no, it is. It's great.
It's all kind of banded together, and everybody's got a thing. You've got to pull that rope and push that thing and steer that boat and fire that cannon.
Yeah, but whereas imagine four of us with four ships.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm excited about. And I didn't actually fully appreciate that was the difference until I saw all the E3 footage.
Yeah.
So actually, every person gets their own ship, resplendent with loads of people. And actually, there were loads of people in the trailers, weren't there? Mm-hmm. There were tons and tons of, what do you call them? Shipmates? People, Rogers, the cabin boys, they were all running around on the ship, all doing their business. And
Rogers.
There were tons of different classes of ship. I say tons.
Where
a few
did you get
classes of ship.
That's a Roger?
Jolly Roger.
Oh, okay.
Roger the cabin boy. Captain Pugwash. So, I like the look of it. But I'm also still really interested because it looked like you had the kind of the great big man of war, which was the tank. Mm-hmm. And then you had like a ram that was kind of your melee combat. Then you had another ship that was like not very strong but had fucking shit tons of cannons on it.
Yeah.
Where's the healer?
There isn't.
I want the ship that... I want. Is there a ship that fires people with tar and planks? Is there a carpentry ship? That's what I want.
I want a scaffolding.
Yeah. ship full of pikies.
If you fire wooden nails at me, that's not going to help me at all.
Swing over and start hammering planks onto the side of the ship. Oh, yeah, that's what I want. I'm into this. I'm interested. Looks good.
I mean, I've always liked the look of it because it was one of the best parts of like the Assassin's Creed series. Like 3 and
Black
Flag.
It's pretty much what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And they've just taken out all of the assassin-y stuff. So, I mean, I'm hoping that you can do stuff like you can go onto islands, you can buy stuff, by, even if it's just aesthetic updates for your characters or
and have a social aspect as well. That would be
cool. You can be in a team of six in this as well.
Social stuff going. Yeah. That'd be brilliant.
You can be in a team of six in this as well. And the other thing is you can play it single player. There's a single player campaign in it.
Oh, that's cool.
See? Mm. Yeah. Okay, look, this is all sounding pretty good. The only problem that I've got, the only concern that I've got is how much content the multiplayer is going to have. Is it just going to be skirmishes? Is it just going to, you know, is there going to be an awful lot of content where you can sail around in the big open world and potentially end up fighting each other similar to Sea of Thieves? Or do you just join multiplayer for kind of Counter-Strike style prearranged matches that last 10 minutes or something?
Hmm.
That's the only thing.
Well, right, either way, I'd be kind of cool with that.
I'm kind of into it. I'm a little bit worried about how much game's there in the same way that I was worried about how much game was in Sea of Thieves, and I feel like I was right.
Yeah.
So I'm just... Because without all of the Assassin's Creed-y style stuff, without all of that storyline, how much game is there? And would it get too repetitive? So you've got to have an awful lot of upgrades and an awful... You know, you literally start in a bathtub with your knickers on a pole, right? And you've got to work you all the way up to a galleon. That's what I want.
Yeah.
One thing that's concerning me about this is the release has been pushed back to 2019, possibly 2020.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, which is weird because considering they essentially had the core gameplay in place, ready to go.
Yeah.
If what we've just said is true.
Yeah. I would hope that they've pushed it back so they can. They've looked at what happened with Sea of Thieves, there's a lack of kind of content, and then they've gone, actually, our game probably doesn't have that much content, so let's put more in. I want cool shit like fucking... Like they've just announced, or there's rumoured to be in Sea of Thieves, like a fucking Kraken and skeleton pirates and...
The Kraken's not what you're hoping.
Davy Jones and...
There's so much pirate myth, legend and lore that they can go into.
Yeah.
There's all the voodoo stuff, which has got like a minor showing in Sea of Thieves.
Yeah.
But you could do so much with it if you turned it into a storyline. I feel like Monkey Island Explorers is probably best out of any of the pirate-esque games that I can think of. And it... Why didn't Sea of Thieves capitalise on that? And they just didn't. So hopefully... Ubisoft tell a good fucking story.
Yeah.
They really could tell a good story.
Sea of Thieves would have done well to capitalise on it because it had that sort of... It had a similar... I wouldn't say aesthetic as Monkey Island, but in the fact that it was very over-exaggerated, it was very colourful... Which Monkey Island is. And it had, from what I could see, a similar sense of humour. So, but they just, it doesn't seem like they've done that with it.
No, well, it could be deadly, deadly serious. I'm interested. I'm sure there's actually probably quite a lot more material out there that if we hunted, we could find it. But E3 was such a treasure trove of stuff that I felt a little bit overwhelmed. That I wasn't really sure what to go out and hunt. Do you know what I mean? There's actually one game that I really need to go out and find more out about, but we'll talk about that in a bit. Lee, shout a game.
Forza Horizon 4.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, I'm into this.
It probably isn't very, very different graphically to 3. It's probably not a huge amount of difference in the gameplay, but it's such
fucking... you can play 16 player now.
What? Oh, wow.
Yeah, 16 player online multiplayer simultaneous. I think it was...
It was only 4 in Forza 3.
Forza Horizon 3, I'm pretty sure it was 8.
Oh, was it? I can't remember.
I think it was, yeah. I'm pretty sure that because we raced in online matches against more people than that, I'm confident.
Yeah, so that's fine. But the I always felt that we were sold a little bit of a lie with the persistent multiplayer aspect of it, where you drive around and you see other people.
Yeah, they're not people, were they? It's just
their avatars.
They
were like shadows of people. Yeah. And that was kind of okay. But you don't necessarily just want some knob turning up in the middle of your game.
No.
I don't mind if I'm the knob.
Like that. No, well, this is the problem, because the game can't procedurally know that you're the knob.
Yeah.
So it's got to either allow all knobs or... No, there is no knob firewall. A knob wall, if you will. There is no knob wall. Or like
podcast
chastity
title.
Protection of some
there is
to
no knob
stop
wall.
People like you. There is no knob wall. That should have been in the Matrix. to stop people like you from doing stuff. So they've got to put some kind of mechanic in there just to make sure that it's not going to ruin everybody else's game. I was well into Forza Horizon 3, which is really surprising. I've spoken about this on a podcast before, but I'm not into racing games in the slightest.
This was all me. I'm claiming it was all of the credit for this.
Forced me to play this game. It's forced me to do a lot of things in my life. Some of them... I mean, I enjoyed this one.
Most of them haven't scarred him for life.
No. I don't know about most. I'm not sure that the ratio shifted in that direction just yet. I really enjoy it. I really like Forza Horizon 3. I love the upgrading of cars. I love the finding the barns in the world and unlocking those rare cars and then souping them up or selling them. I love doing the long races. Yet again, as with most games that do this, there was a broken mechanic in it that allowed, because as soon as you allow people to make their own content and if that content gives them reward, people will always find a way to abuse the content creation system to get maximum reward for minimum effort. And that's what happened in Forza Horizon 3. People would just make tracks that you could win with ease and got you ridiculous amounts of money and XP and all the rest of it, and then you could just get more and more and more stuff. And I must admit, after I found out about that and we looked at a couple of them, and we'd already completed the game at this point, but I got bored very quickly because it takes all the fun out of the actual effort that you would put in doing it normally.
Yeah.
If you know that there's a way that other people are doing it that's much easier but isn't as entertaining to do.
I thought you got bored because you realised that I was going as fast as you without any of the driving aids on.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, that's probably
true.
As we've
discussed previously, I'm better than you at every game.
No.
It's a youth thing, Lee. Don't worry about it.
Oh. So, I'll take my experience.
I'm hoping that with Horizon 4 that they they go off the wall like they did with some of the DLC content as well. So, like, they had the Micro Machines tracks for Forza Horizon 3.
Yeah, do you know what? I played the Micro Machines track, and it seemed like a really cool idea, because I got the
Micro Machines,
DLC.
No, Hot Wheels.
Sorry, you're right, Hot Wheels. I got the Hot Wheels DLC, because I got the... Did I get the Season Pass? I can't remember. I got either I either got the Season Pass, or I just bought that particular DLC.
I got it free with the buying the Xbox.
I got it. I think I must have bought it. Anyway, we played it, and it looked really cool, but actually, it was a bit like the... the stunt races in GTA.
Right.
But not as good.
They're cool to start with, but it gets kind of boring after a little while and you just kind of want to race.
Yeah.
But no, I agree. I understand what you mean. I think it's good to have... I would love stuff like crazy over-the-top things like racing through space. Or do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stuff like that where you go through a black hole and
GTA
then the next
sort of
part
thing.
Is 0G or some elements like that that make the game really cool and different and interesting to play. The weird thing is the one thing that they really pushed with this game at E3 or during the trailers and footage was there's the fact that there are seasons. Now, we don't really care very much about the fact that there's seasons. However, they were really, really pushing it. Like, they made such a huge difference to the tracks and the way everything drives, because things ice up or there's leaves on the track and stuff like that. And that made me wonder, actually, are you misunderstanding the kind of people who want to play this game? Because the hardcore racers, the people that actually want to play a driving game...
will play Forza.
Yeah. And if you want to play something that's more fun, with upgrade elements and all this extra stuff that's just more noodling around in a car and being an idiot, then you get Forza Horizon. I'm not that bothered that that you've got all these seasons and it changes the way the tracks are and stuff.
Also, what we haven't really mentioned, but it's based in the UK. So,
yes,
like, how much snow are we ever going to get in the UK? How many lakes freeze over in the UK a year?
I think they're using artistic license a little bit. Either that or it's set a few years into the future after we've properly gone into the global warming shit.
Yeah. I don't know. Cool. It's just, if you're going to set it in the UK, then it may at least make the weather system and the seasons.
Yeah, but it would just be grey and drizzly
realistic
all the time.
Yeah.
It would just be variations of grey and drizzly. It looked like Fallout 4, but wet. Right, look, we need to talk about something else. We're gonna noodle through a bunch of these games, a bunch of stuff that we've seen at E3. If you're not interested in any of this, or if you've seen all the E3 footage already, move on. Maybe skip the podcast ahead, like, I don't know, to the next episode or something. But we are going to talk about some other things that we played as well. Right, look, I'm going to shout another game out. We spoke about this a little bit last podcast. I think we got a couple of things wrong because I just talk and things come out of my mouth.
Also, you're an idiot.
Yeah, that's... Division 2. So I got a little bit of stuff... Right, I got a bit mixed up with the Division 2 when we spoke about it the last podcast, because I think I said that Division 2 was going to be in the Game Pass on release date. And actually, I was confused because they just announced that Division, as in Division 1, was going to be available on the Game Pass. Am I right?
That's right. Pretty okay, sure that's fine. Right.
So Division 2 maybe not going to be available on the Game Pass then? Or we don't know?
Maybe at some point. But if it is, it's not going to be on the PC.
See, I thought they announced Division 2 anyway at the Microsoft conference, didn't they? And most of the stuff they announced there was in the Game Pass. So I just kind of got a bit confused. Hopefully it will be.
Bless
but
you.
What we said last podcast about the whole Ubisoft delivering content through the Microsoft store, I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
We spoke about Division 2 on the last podcast, but Lewis didn't speak about Division 2 on the last podcast. Now, from somebody who owns the game on every conceivable platform, including his toaster, but has only actually played it for about 15 minutes, how do you feel about this?
I want it. It looks like they've fixed all the issues that they had with the Division 1 on release, and they are making an active effort. Because did they not say that all of the DLC content is going to be free?
Yeah, see, I think I missed that. I think we were yapping. We were yapping when this happened. But I'm pretty sure that they did say that there weren't going to be any season passes or anything for this, and they were just going to release all the content.
Yeah, the only thing that concerns me the most about this announcement was the fact that they were focusing very heavily on the end game. And you have to play through again with your chosen character when you pick a specialization, and it's like, oh, really? Like, I want to play the game once and then I want to shoot new people.
I'd forgotten about this actually, but we spoke about this while we were live streaming the conference, didn't we?
Yeah.
That a lot of the content that they were pushing and showing during the videos and the guy on stage was talking about was actually endgame stuff. He kind of skirted straight past all of the early game stuff or the storyline. And went straight into, this is what's going to happen when you get to the end. And we thought, wait, what?
That was my favourite bit.
Yeah. I loved all the story. I loved the PvE that went all the way through the game. And it was actually at the end where I started to get bored.
Yeah. Again, I don't know if it's because of the kind of lack of end game from the Division 1 that they're like, hey, look, we've put a load of end game stuff in now so you can carry on playing once you finish playing. Well,
and the other thing was, part of the problem with Division 1 was that the end game, they kept adding content, and arguably it was all end game content, but it was so schizophrenic.
Yeah.
So let's add one piece of end game content which completely disconnects you from the story and sends you into this survival mode. So now nothing that you've done previously is worth a shit, and you start all the way off, and you kind of get dropped in a la a kind of a battle royale mode. And you're in squads and you have to fight each other and kill people and get loot and then get to the exit and extract. Which was just, I guess it was endgame, but you didn't use any of your stuff that you'd geared up previous to that, so it felt a little bit pointless. Then the other DLCs were either PvP, which I didn't really want to play because I loved all the PvE content and the PvP shit just made me mad, or a repetitive kind of... Was it roguelike? I guess it was like the subway one.
Is this the underground one? Yeah.
It was just it generated levels, and it said it generated levels, which I thought was roguelike. So it blocked these levels together from prefabricated assets or whatever. But it didn't actually do that. It had pre-made levels, which you could do one, two, or three phases of, and it was the second and third phases that were different to the first one. And it was just I don't know. It was so weird. So yeah. I'm excited about it anyway. So the junior engine, I'm right in saying that, aren't I? The junior engine that they used for the Division 1 was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And actually, we didn't realise, or I didn't kind of really note how amazing this was until we started playing Far Cry 5. Now, Far Cry 5 is fucking gorgeous. Far Cry 5 looks amazing. I don't think it looks any better than Division 1 did. And Division 1 had kind of highly destructible everything. I had so much fun in Division 1.
Isn't Division 2 everything. Snowdrop?
Snowdrop.
Is that now that's the that's an extension of Junior.
Is it?
Or it is the same, I'm confident that it's the same engine that they used in the first game.
Fair
somebody
enough.
Telling me I'm wrong.
You could very well be true. I don't know.
As far as I'm aware, they created the engine. They created the... Now, Junior might be wrong, but they created the engine, and the first time that they properly used it in anger was with The Division.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm pretty sure that The Division 2 is an extension of that engine. It's the next phase in that engine. I might be wrong, though. But either way, The Division 1 looks amazing. The Division 2, from the trailers and videos that we've seen so far, looks equally as amazing. All the water effects and everything in that bit around the plane where people were shooting and stuff look fantastic. Yet again, true to Ubisoft style, shonky voice acting. Shonky acted voices all the way through the gameplay footage. Less so than they have done in previous years, but it felt a bit cringy to me.
Yeah, they felt too much like NPCs rather than actual players.
Actual players, yeah. They weren't swearing enough. That was the problem.
Yeah.
Although I think they did swear a bit. Right. Shout out another game.
Sticking with Ubisoft, Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
So this is, for me, unless I'm wrong, just Odyssey.
Yeah, because there's no fucking assassin stuff in it from what I saw from the trailer.
There's very little greed. From what I've read from other publications, and these are fucking questionable publications at best, I don't think that there is any kind of animus in this.
No.
Well, it looks like they've shifted completely away from the whole animus idea and the delving into people's memories which was kind of that was the linchpin of Assassin's Creed.
That was the thing that
underpinned the entire thing.
Tied all of the series together, didn't it?
And they've got rid of it. So, boo.
To be fair, though, they were the shittest bits of previous Assassin's Creed.
They were,
games.
No, completely.
I won't
absolutely.
Shed a tear. I'll be all right with that.
The stupid thing is in the very first Assassin's Creed game, it was one of the best parts.
Yeah.
And that's what annoys me.
Well, not the first one, because the first one was rubbish, but.
No, I love the first Assassin's Creed.
Well,
yeah, it was so different.
No, it was rubbish.
Yeah, with Altair. It was. Looking back on it.
Ezio
was great.
Yeah.
Looking back on the first Assassin's Creed game, it was rubbish. And compared to the ones that came after it, it was rubbish. But at the time, there'd been nothing else like this before.
No.
The free running and climbing and everything that you could do in this was absolutely incredible. I know we'd had Mirror's Edge before it, but the free running is so completely different in Assassin's Creed. And the climbing, specifically, the grabbing onto all the different like nodules and crenellations on a building and going all the way up to the top of it was just amazing. All right, the main character basically didn't talk. And all right, it was a little bit flimsy on both the engine, the movement, the mechanics, the combat, and the dialogue. But
apart from that, what have the Romans done for us?
Yeah, I loved it. But the main thing is fucking Desmond the dickhead was stuck in a room with an animus, and that was the only room you saw. There was nothing else outside of the animus apart from just this white room. And then later on, you start to unravel this weird mystery of shit that's going on inside this white room. And that was all you got. It was great, because it didn't completely detract from the game. It didn't add a stupid narrative that you had to try and follow from this person that was inside the animus. It was just a little bit of extra clever, cryptic shit that was going on, and that was it. That was all I needed. And I liked the sci-fi element to it, and I liked the way that they had the potential to tie all the game together. And then it just went too far, and they completely lost their shit with it. And then they had all this Adam and Eve bollocks and fucking space aliens and crazy shit and all kinds of nonsense.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I went off it completely. But I feel like they've thrown the baby out with the bathwater just a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've just completely lobbed the whole thing out. I might be wrong. There might be an element of that in it. It just might be so small that they've decided not to talk about it.
I'm hoping it's going to be something that brings them back to what's good about the game. And
yeah, I hope so too.
The good thing about this game is that I can start getting excited about it now because it comes out in October this year.
Does it really?
Yeah.
So this is Greece, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not specifically Sparta. This is Greece, right?
Yeah.
It's Greece. Sparta's in it, and it takes a lot of the Greek mythology.
The Athenians.
I've not really looked into the story about it.
Why the fuck not, Lee?
Because
You should know everything about E3.
you took notes.
I did attend our little watching of this, but I don't have a memory, so I'm sort of like that's why I've written things down. But it's all fucking Greek.
Jesus.
So this is the game that I kind of lost my shit about a little bit. Only a minor losing of shit on Twitter. Because there are now a shit ton of people, or there were, right after this was shown at E3, going, oh, finally, a playable main female character. And I just kind of, and they've right properly gone on with it. This is like the whole kind of, oh, finally a black superhero thing, and everybody who's seen Spawn sits back and goes, what are you talking about? and I get there aren't many of them, and that's fine. But literally, like, the last Assassin's Creed game had a main female character.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
Origins.
Syndicate.
Yeah.
Syndicate. You could play as the twins, couldn't
you? There were two characters, weren't there? There was the twins or whatever they were.
Yeah, but she was a bit character rather than you, or an extension of the main character rather than being a main character.
Yeah, I just...
I played that one. I'm pretty sure she was
so
just a main
character.
So many
female lead characters. And then as soon as you mention Lara Croft, those same advocates go, oh, she's just got big boobs. It's like, what? You can't have it both ways. You can't pick and choose whether you want a female lead or you don't want a female lead. They've got to fall within your criteria.
You mean you can't pick and choose?
You clearly can, but you shouldn't. Right, look. Lee, shout a game.
I want to shout all of the Sony games.
All of the Sony games?
Yeah, well, the four big ones.
Nope, Lee sacked.
When we watched the Xbox conference live and we commentaried it, and we all had a good time, and I thought Xbox absolutely knocked it out of the park. I thought they did a really good job. I thought they stole a lot of Ubisoft's thunder with the Division 2, which was quite a clever move. And I thought Sony has really got a lot to make up here, and Sony only did their usual just putting on trailers of games without too much else in a theatre, but they put out Death Stranding, Last of Us Part 2, Ghost of Tsushima and Spider-Man, and all of them made me go, oh, I quite like the look of those and I really want to have a little look at this.
The only problem with this for me, it was that we knew about all of those
before
E3. None of them were new. So E3 for me is about...
All surprises.
Right, it might not be about brand new... Yeah, well,
it's about the surprise and about the spectacle.
Yeah, it is. It's about the surprise and the spectacle, definitely. But it's... So, all right, it's not just about games that we didn't know about. If they release a lot more footage or a lot more information about a game that we already knew about, then that's fine. But I didn't really feel like it was that either.
If it's only new game announcements, though, that's going to be thin on the ground, isn't it?
Yeah, possibly. Death Stranding, I'm still finding very difficult to kind of get excited about because I'm still not 100% sure what the fuck it is.
All right, have you watched the Sony conference?
I watched some of the footage. Yeah, no, I didn't watch the whole conference. Do you want to explain a bit about it? Or?
Well, you start off as you look like a delivery man. You are just carrying packages around this wasteland for quite a long time with the game, it looks like, and... There's a nasty bit where he's actually wearing through the bottoms of his feet and bursting blood blisters on his toes and stuff, and that's quite graphic and nasty and something I'm a bit disturbed by. Not got a good thing for
shooting
that.
People in the face, no problem.
No problem at all.
The foot. No problems with that.
I'm not good with that. The game does look like it opens up. They did show quite a lot of it. I still am not sure exactly what's going on. But I don't think you're meant to.
It looks like it's got all the feels, and this is part of my problem. It looks like it's got like major feels going on, and he's got like this baby that he's protecting, and then he's got weird.
The baby.
I don't know.
The baby thing is weird.
The whole thing just looks very odd to me. I have never seen a more gloriously rendered Norman Reedus in a game, which has got to be a good thing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
The game does look very, very odd. And there was, like, weird, at one point, smoky
there's
things floating around in the air.
And a female character that's been dropped in there. I wonder if that's got anything to do with the Sign of the Times.
No. What, Sign of the Times? Women. Give them roles in games.
Yeah.
Go on, why not? They're not doing...
Equality
not doing
for women. The gaming suffragettes.
Yeah.
It's weird. I find this very odd because it was, like, the thing that I didn't get... And somebody's going to explain this, or somebody will know, and I possibly just wasn't paying much attention. But a large part of the game is like these weird, misty, ghosty, deathy people.
Yeah, the things with the hands. I wondered how they were going to explain that from the first trailer that we saw last year, was it? Or maybe the year before, and we saw these hands on the beach and the baby. And it looks like they're upside down ghosts that you can only see in certain situations or with
He's got this weird like mechanical arm torch thing that highlights them and then I don't really get it. I don't know. I'll probably play it.
I think, I'm quite excited about this.
I'll give it a miss.
It's the
So you've got a PS4 though, haven't you? So you're able to be excited about this.
I have, yeah. We'll
you
come
forgot
on to that
you had one then for a minute.
No, I just I've got the video on now of Death Stranding, and it's the bit where the lady eats like the bug, and she's looking like it's like, whoa, this is really tasty, and she's chewing it. That looks like a toe, so it disturbed me, and I couldn't remember anything from that point.
You've got a whole foot problem, haven't you?
Yeah.
Lewis, do you want to shout out a game? We're going to wrap up this in a minute, and just so shout out something that you actually
do the important one.
The important one?
Yeah, the one you mentioned earlier.
What, FIFA? No, obviously Fallout 76.
Yeah.
Which I think gave us all a little bit of a chubby.
Yeah, I had a mini chubby. Okay.
This needs deep discussion.
Well, I'm not sure it does. Again, we spoke about this a little bit on the last podcast.
Yeah, but we didn't know all the information.
Well, do we know more information now? Yes. Are we flush with information? Okay, right, info me in the face.
Lots of people wondered how they were going to handle a multiplayer Fallout game. And it's something that we've all wanted. We've wanted to play a Fallout game together. We've mentioned this in the past.
Have we? I've never wanted that.
Okay.
I have.
Some of us have wanted to. I've always wanted to.
Some of the great games that I've always loved, like Skyrim and Fallout.
Yeah.
I was cock-teased with Fallout many, many years ago because I did a game called Fallout Tactics. It was good, but the multiplayer which was in it was really limited and not great. So I've always wanted a Fallout game where I get to explore the wasteland and do wastelandy things with other people.
We basically wanted a co-op Fallout game.
Yeah, I want a co-op Fallout game.
So when they announced that Fallout 76 was going to be multiplayer, we got excited. And then more info came out, and it turns out it's not a co-op Fallout game. It's more of a survival game. So it's more Ark, Rust type thing, where you have to... Your PvE against the elements, but with PvP as well. So you'll build up a base... with your friends or personally, and you're always online. So in the press conference,
Todd Howard
said that you can play this single player if you want, and we appeased Elle with that fact. It's not quite true. You still have a chance of bumping into people. This is an always online game.
I bet it isn't. Because Rust, we said this before, but Rust and Ark and Conan Exiles, all of those survival games, you can spin up a private server, stick a password on it, and then only you or your friends could join it.
I think these are only Bethesda servers that the game will play on. In much the same way as Elite Dangerous does. You can only play in their world.
This is a dodgy thing to do. This is if that's true, which I'm not convinced yet, but that is a dodgy foray into the world of multiplayer. Because what I wanted was all the best parts of cooperative and not being forced to have to deal with the fucking shit dirts that I normally have to deal with online.
Big difference is there aren't any NPC characters. There's no dialogue in this game. There are no NPC characters. So you can't interact with anybody else in the world. No.
So there is no storyline to this game then? That's what we're saying.
Yep. I'm out.
Yeah.
See, I'm leaning
totally
in that
different
direction
game
as well.
Yeah, then I was hoping for.
I'm not interested.
It might be good, but it's not going to be a Fallout game.
It'll be in the Fallout universe.
No, the whole thing about Fallout games was the weird convoluted story and the shit clipping and
and the dogs falling through the floor and
dodgy rendering and. Like,
it was always about the crazy zany side quests where you go into like VR and you play as an 8-year-old murderer, or when you know there's so many awesome weird crazy side quests that you got to play, and it wasn't necessarily about the main storyline. There was all these other things going on, and there was always a bit of zany humor and kind of a black comedy thing running through the whole thing. So you remove all of that, and you've only got a fraction of the Fallout world, in my opinion. Because the Fallout world is living and breathing. And it has those NPCs, and it has those stories and side quests and people trying to survive and different groupings of survivors, and you're there to help. You're the lone wasteland wanderer. I feel like they're taking all of that away and leaving you just with the visual elements, the visual parts of a Fallout universe. And then you throw a bunch of other online dickbags into that, and it's just going to be a toxic experience.
Yeah, that's they're already worrying about that, because one of the endgame pieces of content in this that has been revealed is the fact that in the wasteland there are nukes, and you can hunt around for launch codes for these. Once you get all the pieces of a launch code together, you can activate a nuke and drop it on an area. You're not going to get douchebags just dropping them on your base, because it's going to be fairly inconsequential to repair your base, and there's no penalty for you dying. So you can get your base up and running fairly quickly again. And once this nuke has dropped on your area then becomes high level. So all of the good stuff starts spawning there, where you can get much better equipment or whatever drops from the mobs that spawn in the nuclear contaminated area. So they're saying that people won't want to drop it on your bases. They'll want to drop it near their bases. It's an odd thing. They've got some odd game mechanics going on here, and I'm not quite sure that they've... I think they've gone down a road and they've gone a bit of a blind alley, and they might not be heading in the right direction, but they're going ahead anyway.
The thing is, I'd love to say, oh, it's Bethesda. They can't go wrong. But they can.
Yeah.
Because I never finished Fallout 4.
Fallout 4?
Yeah, I never... Or Rage. But I never finished Fallout 4. And I feel like they made some poor design decisions on Fallout 4, and that led me to get bored with it. Hmm. And throwing out all of the things that were good that could have kept me, and keeping all of the things that I didn't want and ended up with me stopping playing the game, doesn't feel like the way to go. But then saying that, not every game is made for me.
Yeah.
Not every game is I am not the target audience for every single game. The shame of it is, I like the Fallout universe so much that I want to play this and I want to enjoy it. And I've played every single Fallout game so far that has ever been released, even the shitty one that they brought out on the original Xbox. And I want to like this, and I will play it. I just hope they don't make a silly mistake.
No, from what Lee said, if what Lee has said is true, then I'm out. Like, I don't particularly like that style of survival game. I didn't mind DayZ, and like it was okay if you were playing with other people, but that's because we were on quiet servers where there weren't dickbags that could just fuck you over all the time.
The other thing is VATS. How's VATS going to work?
Well, it won't.
Exactly.
It is still
there.
There will be
a trimmed down version of VATS that will let you do certain things, probably highlight people in the world and maybe increase your
the way it's going to work is on the fly you can choose an area to aim, that will give you a better chance to hit the part that you're aiming, basically.
It's all speculation now. We're going to bitch and moan about
it. No, this is direct from Bethesda. This is from Todd Howard interviews.
I just not sure about this.
We haven't got long to wait.
We'll see what happens.
November 2018 for Fallout 76.
See, that's really soon as well.
That's because they haven't had to develop a full Fallout game with all the dialogue and all the world fixing everything.
So the biggest thing is, if this is using Game Biro, and I know it doesn't, it's not called that anymore, I know, but if this is using whatever fucking derivative of Game Biro that they're using now,
Creation Engine.
Will not stand up to multiplayer. There is no way. The clipping problems, the pathing issues, the fucking falling through the world, all the bollocks that you get with Game Biro in a single player game will not stand up to the intensities of multiplayer, surely.
And you can see that just from like Fallout 4, where you've got an NPC cutscene. And then you've got people fucking running around in the background, like other NPCs running around in the background and shit blowing up. And as the NPC's going through its set lines, it's like ducking down because it's still carrying on with its it's still carrying on with its script, but it's still running through its pre-programmed reactions.
Yeah. But they don't need to worry about all of that, which feels like a bit cheap, but basically they don't need to worry about all of the NPCs and everything because there aren't any in the game. So all they've got to do is make the players work. Which, alright, let's see what happens. Let's can we jump away from Fallout 76? Because it's kind of making me a bit mad, but also we don't really know all that much about it, so I'm hoping that they're going to sort their shit out and it's going to be pretty good by the time it comes out.
Yeah.
But I'm not feeling massively encouraged at the
moment. If anybody wants to know more about it, go and watch the NoClip interviews on YouTube. They're very good.
Okay. I'm going to shout out another game. And this might be the... Unless there's another one that somebody else wants to talk about. Very urgently.
I'm all right.
This might be one of the last ones we talk about with E3. Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah.
All right. Blade Runner the game.
See, but it there is some of that, yeah? But this was different. I'd not seen this before. I'd heard about it. I know it's been kind of in the works for a while. But I hadn't seen any footage. I hadn't seen any kind of world building or anything like that. And that's kind of all this trailer was. This was an FMV trailer. There was no gameplay footage. And again, I think there was a little bit more gameplay footage a little bit later on. But it was all FMV. It is kind of Blade Runner, kind of Deus Ex, kind of... I don't know, there was a little bit of Firefly in there, a little bit of kind of everything, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of, what was that? Almost Human, that amazing TV show. That
Altered Carbon.
A little bit of Altered. There was a little bit of all of that in it. But it's very kind of, not retro-futuristic, but hyper-futuristic. There's a lot, that looked like there was a lot of kind of dark comedy, RoboCop-style kind of over-the-top dark action comedy. It looks really good. I don't even know what the game is. I've got no idea whatsoever what the game is. It doesn't show any gameplay.
Okay, so The Witcher. So Cyberpunk 2077 is Fallout to The Witcher's Skyrim. Does that make sense?
Yep.
I get you.
CD Projekt, the developers, did
yeah,
The Witcher.
Yeah, CD Projekt Red did The Witcher series and The Witcher 3. Which,
so more Deus Ex.
Yeah, kind of.
But more open worldy than Deus Ex.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more open world. There's going to be lots of like little side quests and all that kind of additional goodness that you would get from a Fallout or a Skyrim game, but set in a cyberpunk setting.
It looked really good.
It does look beautiful.
I didn't catch. There was some gameplay footage a little bit later on. Is this the game where they were talking about selling advertising space? I know it's not that, but they were talking about putting people's artwork into it.
That was Beyond
Good and Evil, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we didn't really see very much about this at all, did we? Apart from this FMV trailer that they put on.
Yeah.
Which was kind of setting the scene, setting the tone, showing the kind of world that you're going to be playing in, but not actually showing you how you're going to be playing or what you're going to be doing.
If it plays like The Witcher, then I'm in.
I got so bored with The Witcher. I really tried. I tried The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I tried Witcher 3. I managed to get through the intro. I got to the bit where you get on a horse. I played the next bit just after the horse with some MP things. I must have played the game for about 45 minutes. I was so bored. I was so unbelievably bored. I don't think I got any further than that.
Mm.
Apparently, it gets quite good.
Yeah, apparently, it's one of the best games ever.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's just me. All right, look.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are we happy? Are we spoken enough about E3? Have we got it out of our system? I know we haven't spoken about Elder Scrolls, but nobody gives a shit.
Well, there's
Everybody's going to be playing Skyrim for the rest of their lives, let's face it.
Yeah, Starfield as well, don't forget. which they basically showed a screenshot of. And that was it.
Which Starfield? Starfield? I don't even
Starfield
remember that.
Starfield is Bethesda's new IP. This is something that Todd Howard...
It's going to be Skyrim in space.
Yeah, Skyrim Fallout 4 in space. Todd Howard copyrighted the name for Starfield in 2013 and the internet went fucking nuts. And all the speculation started. Everybody guessing what the game was going to be. And he said, yeah, there's quite a few good guesses out there. But he's it's a game he's always wanted to make, and he's actually making it now. So, you know, something to keep an eye on. But
we saw. So the reason I haven't spoken about this is we saw literally nothing.
Nothing. No, it was a screenshot of a ship in, or a space station in space. That was it.
Yeah, it looked like a space station, and then a big rift thingy opened, and it all went wibbly, and then that was it. So that's all there is to Starfield. So why the fuck are you talking about it? There's literally nothing to talk about. It was basically a screenshot.
Hang on. You brought up fucking Halo Infinite.
Yeah, cockwomble.
That's a goofy cockwomble. All right. I'll give you that. It's difficult to get excited about something you know nothing about. Are we going to talk about Elder Scrolls? Should we talk about? Is there any point?
No.
There's going to be an Elder Scrolls 6.
Yeah, well,
that was pretty much all we saw. It'll be like the old Elder Scrolls.
I think you've gone on about it too much, actually, there, Lewis.
Yeah.
stop banging on about it, will you?
Yeah. There was loads of things. There was a weird Gears of War games that they announced that nobody asked for or wanted. Battle
Gear 5.
Scott. Yeah. Gear
5.
Yeah. Well, this is the one that you said that they completely missed a trick.
Gears.
I think maybe you need to say it out loud on air now so that when they use it, you can do some kind of... Well, let's face it, you're not going to be able to sue them, but you can whinge about it.
So they announced Gears of War 5, and they've called it Gears 5. Well, they could have just done Gear 5 and had the 5 as yes.
Genius.
Done. Simple. Marketing.
Gear 5.
Marketing genius. Yeah. The only thing I took from this trailer, from the Gears 5 trailer...
Pop Funkos.
Well, firstly, it's now only called Gears 5.
And
so there's
ladies.
No war anymore. There were women in the other games as well, in the previous Gears of War games, but they heavily womened up.
Yeah, Gears of 4 had,
womaned up the,
had a lady.
So something that I didn't really notice... So Gears 5, presumably there's no war anymore because it's just Gears now.
Hmm.
There's no war anymore. The armor that they're wearing is fucking stupid.
Boot plate.
I mentioned this while we were live streaming. I've never really cottoned onto this in any of the previous Gears of War games. But essentially, they're wearing these fucking great big heavy upper torso things.
Metal bras.
With these nipple plate things on. Yeah.
And jeans.
And then.
With and a then furry jeans. Butt.
Yeah. And then they've got furry bits all around the clothing and jeans. And then there's nothing on their head.
And a bandana.
Yeah.
Because games are meant to make sense, aren't they?
What? I just fucking get it. I don't understand.
I'll call out some games that we looked at and see if you...
remember them.
if anything jumps out. Dying Light 2?
Okay.
No.
Nah.
Just Cause 4?
No.
Nah.
Gears of Pop?
No.
Why?
Tales of Vesperia.
Don't remember what that is.
What? What's that?
Was that the one with the little fox?
I have no idea. Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm into it.
Black Desert.
Oh, that's the one that's already out.
Yeah, I know. That was in the
middle. Oh, what's that game that where they started announcing it, and I went, oh my god, this is Onimusha. And then it didn't look like Onimusha. Maybe it's not Onimusha.
And then you were it's Tenchu.
Senkiro,
Tenchu.
Shadows Die Twice.
And it was nothing. It was everybody was like, oh, it could be Onimusha, or it could be Tenchu, and then it was this game that nobody's ever heard of because it's a new IP.
It was like,
and everyone was like, oh, really?
Sekira?
Apparently, the game that you said it was, there are shadows in it as characters, and they die twice. They die twice. Yeah. So it is linked.
Fine. That's not even a good joke.
No.
This is another From Software game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is the whole fucking Dark Souls bollocks,
Bloodborne,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it, don't care.
Captain Spirit.
Oh my god, that was that fucking stupid game.
Is it
that was all about that boy
nod,
with...
Don't
oh,
nod.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about that boy that didn't have any friends.
The guys behind Life is Strange.
Well, it was a Life is Strange story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it was based in the Life is Strange universe. Ugh.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Well,
I didn't even
you.
Know what that was about.
Crackdown
anyway.
3.
It was almost like a mini movie. Crackdown
3. Terry Crews,
yes.
The game.
Yeah.
Terry Crews Simulator 2018. Into it.
Yeah, but it's not in 2018.
This is going to be 2019. It's... Oh, never mind. It'll be all right.
In fact, quite a lot of games. That's something interesting that came out of this. A lot of games have been pushed into early 2019. And the speculation is they're all scared of Red Dead 2.
That would not surprise me.
Yeah, but Red Dead
2
doesn't come out until...
Later this year.
September, October this year?
Yeah, so that's why they're pushing them into early next year.
Yeah, I could see that.
Nier Automata.
A game that's already
out,
fucking
it's
out.
It's just Super Special Edition or
Metro
whatever.
Metro Exodus.
Yeah.
That looked pretty. That looked very, very pretty.
Can we before we go into Metro, can we just circle back to Nier Automata that they were pushing a feature of includes all previously released DLC.
Yeah. That's
cool, thanks guys.
Oh yeah, that's right. I remember that though.
Yeah. They were really pushing it though, weren't they? It was like, oh, look at this, it includes all the previously released DLCs. Like, but people release Game of the Year editions all the time. Mm. Why is this news?
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Metro Exodus. Looked very nice.
Oh, it looked beautiful, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is really open. This is, by the looks of things, this has kind of ditched the sewery kind of things that other Metro games have had. The kind of claustrophobic crawling around in sewers thing. And there's a lot more open world scary Russia shit going on.
Although it wasn't so much sewers as underground, you know, metros.
Well, yeah, all right, metro stations and sewers and all the underground eternally things.
They look like
they
showed a
there.
Train, but it was an over the ground one, wasn't it?
It was an over the ground train. They've upgraded. Weirdly, I've played Metro games before. I've never got massively into them.
No, me neither.
Partially because they're really hard, I found. But this one looked really nice, and I certainly want to give it a go. Between this and Battlefield 5, if we're talking kind of shootery games, I was not at all impressed by Battlefield 5. Did not bother me at all. I was really confused with the footage that they showed to try and work out whether they were showing a single-player or multiplayer footage.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was multiplayer footage, but I couldn't really tell.
No, it's difficult to tell in their cuts, in their FMVs that they put out for these. Because they flick around so much, don't they, into different scenarios.
Well, this was
scenarios.
The Battlefield 5 one was gameplay footage.
Oh, okay. Oh, I've forgotten that.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to move on to...
Ori and the Blind Forest.
Ori and the... That'll do. Yeah, can do that one.
That, Tony. That Zelda Fox game.
Zelda Fox, yep.
Last of Us Part 2.
Yeah, I'm into Last of Us Part 2. This is the trailer that had the kiss in it, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That caused people
so
to get a little bit warm.
Before
then
I
Disney
saw...
then cut out.
But did they?
Mm-hmm.
Christ's sake.
They cut it out?
Yeah.
But they left all that... I mean, after that, immediately after that kiss, is a sequence of extreme gory
Disney?
Violence.
Some... I think it was Disney. Someone cut it out anyway.
Oh, idiots.
What, of the released trailer?
So yeah. when that news came out, before I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, I'm crying out loud. What's all the fuss about? I watched the trailer. That's a fucking good trailer. That really
But the only thing I will say is...
my world.
If they were shying away from the fact that Ellie looks like Ellen Page, right? And I'm just saying this now. She's called Ellie. Okay? So, just to start with, she's called Ellie... She looks exactly like Ellen Page. And in
what
fact,
are you
in
getting
2,
at?
I think she looks even more like Ellen Page in Last of Us 2. But now also, into girls. It is literally like they have stolen Ellen Page and put her in a game. And she even got bent out of shape about the first game because, spoilers, it's not Ellen Page acting. It's Ashley Johnson, who is a great actress and does a really, really good job in the first game. And I presume she's going to do a great job in the second game as well. But it doesn't look really like Ashley Johnson at all. It looks exactly like Ellen Page. And the fact that they've now given her a little bit of a lesbian element, surely Ellen Page is going to lose her shit.
No, let's hope so, because it's always entertaining.
You think so? I want to play Last of Us 2, and this is possibly the only game out of the whole roundup that makes me sad that I don't have a PS4.
I'm not really that fussed.
I
no, did you play the first one?
I did. I've got it right next to me. I played an hour of it. I got quite bored.
Oh, I really enjoyed it.
I want to play it. It's probably just a pad thing, and I will get over myself. There's only a few more left. We've done Dying Light. Some of these are amazing. I can't believe. Tunic was the Foxy Zelda one that we were talking about.
Yeah, that's one. Tunic was Foxy Zelda.
Some of these are so. I can't believe we haven't spoken about these. Cuphead DLC. Exactly.
Cuphead can eat a dick.
We've done Battlefield 5. I'll finish on this one. Sea of Thieves.
DLC.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah, the DLC.
Can suck my balls.
Yeah.
Also, Microsoft announced something about streaming games on their platform.
Yeah, that kind of snuck in a little bit, didn't
yeah.
it? This was game streaming. I don't really.
The game streaming service.
I don't think I caught exactly what it was, but I presume it's like Sony's. Oh shit! What do they call it? Game Now, is it, or?
I don't know. We call it what you
PS Now. I think it's called PS Now.
What's the one you used to have?
PS Now. I'm pretty
sure.
I can't remember.
The PC one. The one that you bought the box for.
Oh, we're not talking about that.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Oh my god, what was that called?
Oh, I do on like live. Reminding you of that.
On Live.
On Live.
On Live, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
You still got that, haven't you?
I still got the box somewhere.
Oh, you didn't sell it?
Gathering dust. I get what for? A doorstop? it's literally shaped like one as well.
There must be someone out there that would want to buy it just so they could throw it in the bin.
Yes.
An old OnLive executive, maybe.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna shout one more game out because we haven't spoken about it. Doom Eternal.
Oh, okay. Not Infinite.
Like Doom, but Doomier.
No, it's more Doom. It's yeah. Doomier than the previous Doom.
Yeah, that you're
so Doomerific. Sequel to the previous Doom.
Yeah, which I really enjoyed. You really enjoyed
Doom
it.
Doom 2, Doom Harder.
I loved it. Yeah, Doom, you're more Doomy than the previous Doom. I loved the Doom game that they brought out a couple of years ago. I thought it was absolutely
amazing.
Oh,
wait. I got another one.
Okay.
Doom 2, Electric Doomaloo. Yes! Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Lewis wins the internet.
Oh my god. Okay, look. There's no more E3. That's E3. Done for a whole year. And there's loads of shit that we haven't spoken about. And we kind of grunted and made noises about a few of the games. I'm sure people are going to be excited about loads of the games. It's difficult for us to get excited about all of them because some of them are really shit looking. And other ones are on consoles or platforms that we don't have or don't enjoy. We haven't spoken about Nintendo stuff at all because who's got a Nintendo? None of us. what are you going to say?
I was going to say, out of the three of us, do we all want one, though? I do.
No.
No.
I want a Switch. You don't want a Switch? After you played it at EGX last year?
No. I like money. And spend it on other things.
You sit there and play with your money, then, and I'll play with my Switch.
Yeah, I will do. I'll play with all the other shit that I've got
on
with my money.
What are you going to play on your Switch?
Fortnite? Wolfenstein 2?
Because that's not how on the Switch.
Wolfenstein 2? Something else got
it. What are you going to play?
You can, Wolfenstein 2.
Ark.
You can
Wolfenstein 2 that you can play on the PC.
Great. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, but not when I'm on a
Fortnite.
Train that I'd never go on.
You can play Fortnite, but only with Xbox players.
Yeah.
Chumps.
That was that. I didn't talk about that through this entire E3 thing, and I feel quite proud of myself, and I'm not going to now, so fuck off. Right. we're done. There's no more E3. I'm not doing it anymore. That's it. That's done. Like I say, loads of stuff that we haven't spoken about. If you're interested in something, we haven't spoken about it. If you want us to speak about it for some fucking crazy reason, then hit us up on Twitter, on wherever the fuck ever you can find us, on Facebook. And we will potentially not talk about it on a different podcast as well, but we'll mention the fact that you've asked us to and we're not doing it anyway. Look, we have also played games this week. But not loads, because me and Lee did a podcast the other day, and we spoke about a bunch of the games that we played. But live on that podcast, while that podcast was actually in progress, we got so excited by a game that Ross was talking about that we bought it.
What game was this? Because I skipped over all of that bit, and then I joined in when you
later
were like,
on.
Buying
how dare
it.
You?
We were actually
I
don't buying
know, you
it.
You were being boring.
This
fan
is,
of the
this
podcast.
Far Cry 5. Far Cry 5. Kind of said, oh, should we buy Far Cry 5 for ourselves as Father's Day presents and then we can play it together? And then we decided not to do it. And then Ross spoke about it when we were doing the podcast. And
he said it
then
was,
we
there was
it.
Fishing in it.
He said there was, yeah, literally, he said there was fishing in Far Cry 5 and then we bought it.
Pretty much that.
Jesus, what is wrong with you both?
Look, I'm going to circle back to a game that we spoke about last week. Or say last week, like a couple of days ago now. Because I spoke at length about this and Lee spoke about it a little bit. But you've played a fair bit of this as well, and I wanted your opinion. So with all the fucking Battle Royale games that are going on at the moment, it's the fucking hot topic trend that's going on in gaming right now. The Realm Royale has dropped into the middle of this with a great big bang, literally, because you don't parachute. And we jumped on it and we played it and we got it and it's free and it's on Steam and you've played it, which is great because most of the games that we get and we all get excited about, your laptop explodes at when we try and install it.
Yep.
And this actually worked, didn't it?
Yeah, and it works quite nicely.
Mm. And your experience with the game as a whole, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions?
I actually really enjoy it. I've had no interest in any of these kind of arena shooters like Fortnite or PUBG or Overwatch to a certain extent. Like, I've had no interest in those sorts of games. And then Lee posted about it and was like, yeah, this is get on this, it's free, it's in alpha. And I was like, cool, free, that's a price I can get on board with.
No risk.
Yeah, and I actually quite enjoy it. It's better playing with other people, but absolutely. I suppose yep. that could be said for a lot of these games. Yeah, it's good fun. I've got a couple of the guys that I work with to download it and give it a go because they enjoy playing Fortnite. And I said, like, give this a shot. And yeah, they seem to enjoy it, even though you've only got one map and five characters. So
yeah, well, there's a load more to come as well because it's really early days for
yeah.
it. And they are making loads of changes. The thing that I really enjoyed about this is I didn't feel... So I've got PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds and I've got Fortnite and I've played The Culling and they've now announced that they're making a Culling 2. But all of those games felt semi-serious. Even Fortnite, which is kind of cartoony and all the rest of it, feels quite serious and you're supposed to play. You're supposed to get on with
yeah.
it. This is the first one of them that I've played where I felt it was okay to just be a bit stupid.
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
Yeah.
We all jumped in together and we all ran off and we were complete fucking idiots. Off the back of Lewis running, literally running into a gunfight with a knife.
and shanking the fuck out of people.
Shanking people right up.
Stabbing this fools video game. Like...
Like what?
A stabby thing.
In a barrel. Stabby things in a barrel.
Stabby thing in a barrel. And we've got the video up online of this and us playing it. And it was all really good fun. Now, there's a weird thing that's happened now. Because Battle Royale games are cropping up all over the place. And Lewis posted something in the chat the other day. Is this a real game, Lewis?
Cuisine Royale. Yeah.
Cuisine Royale.
Yeah.
Is this a real thing that exists?
Yeah, it's free as well.
So this is described as... So On their Twitter, this says, Cuisine Royale is an all-kitchen warfare battle royale game with the most honest system for loot boxes ever. Originally an April Fool's joke from developers of the squad-based MMO shooter Enlist Now, Cuisine Royale is now released as a standalone title. And I literally have no idea what this is, but I want to play it because all of the pictures are of people with various kitchen implements hanging off themselves. So one of them's got like a colander on his head and another one's got like a pan on his shoulder. And what even is this?
Oh, it looks like there's vehicles in it as well. Which
there
is quite
are,
interesting.
Yeah.
Please tell me they're cake tins.
No, it's just a Jeep.
No, just a Jeep.
So the weird thing about this is actually a proper, like, PUBG-style game, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at the footage and stuff off it, it actually looks kind of better than PUBG. Which, admittedly, probably wouldn't be very hard. This looks very shonky and kind of broken, but it's really weird and interesting, and we're definitely going to give it a go.
I've just seen somebody take someone out with a wooden spoon. I'm in.
Yep, I'm all the way in. It looks really pretty, though, stupidly.
It does.
I don't understand how they've done this. So we're going to have to give that a go.
They've chucked everything
back
in the Unreal Engine at it, I reckon.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Cuisine Royale, this is called. It's probably broken. It probably doesn't work in the slightest. And I'm dubious about the quantity of cuisine that's actually in the game. But it is there and it is free. Do you want to talk any more about Realm Royale, Lewis?
No, I think I pretty much covered everything. Like, it's a good laugh.
Yeah, it's great. I find it great fun. This is the big draw for it for me. It does, after a while, after you've done too much of it, it does start to get a little bit intense. It's not the kind of game that I can play all night.
No.
But
But I think if we
play for a bit, have a giggle and move on.
Yeah, I think if we play a couple of rounds like we did the other night, where we just dick about for a little bit, then we have a couple of serious rounds and kind of mix it up a little bit, then yeah, it's a good laugh.
People make games fun.
It makes me look forward to see what's going on with it later on.
Yeah, yeah, especially how early it is now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be the sort of thing that's going to be nice to walk away from for a few weeks, come back to, and because they're changing so much so quickly.
Yeah,
it'll be a different game.
Yeah, they're updating it really, like, quite regularly and just on the fly, so.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's good.
Right. Moving on.
What? More?
You've got a thing on your thing, Lee.
Oh, no.
And I know the doctor's told you that before, but you've got a thing here. Now, you're not very good at this.
Are you that desperate to know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yep.
You don't want me to
say. You're
save,
very good at this.
I think I should save you've it kept... till the next podcast.
No.
I think I should.
You've been fucking teasing me with this for like a week. You've got written on your inside the Google Doc that we use, you've got secret stealth game written.
I have.
Right? Now, about 5 or 6 days ago, you said to me, I've been playing a secret stealth game. And I went, what is it? And you went, no, I'm not telling you. This better be the best secret stealth. But you're planning on revealing it at some point, I presume.
Yes, I am. But
would you like a drum roll for your big reveal?
I don't want to reveal it now.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I think we should do it in the next podcast.
What?
I feel like I built that up.
This will get people coming back for the next one.
What? No, if they won't. Don't listen no, to this not... one, they won't.
Exactly, we're not clickbaiting our listeners.
Yeah. I think this is a this
you
is a
want
master
to ear bait our listeners. Yes. That's what you're after
I'm
doing.
I'm earworming
right now.
Our listeners.
Keep your worm away from my ears.
Wait, Willy.
Okay, here we go then. Lee played a secret stealth game. Wait till next week for more. There you go.
One of our
you happy with that?
One of our listeners knows what it is.
What?
What? This better be the best fucking game I've ever
this
played.
This better be the best fucking stealth game in the entire world, which is a narrow margin, I've got to be honest.
It's pretty good.
Right. Okay, fuck you then. So, are we going to talk about... What are we... Oh, God damn it.
I played XCOM
like
on the Vita.
Thank you for mixing it up.
I put all you guys in the game.
Oh my God, no, you didn't name them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, am I dead yet?
No, there were no survivors.
But is that because you ran all of us in, a la Project Cannon Fodder?
I mixed it up. So I put all of you guys in first. You all died. Then I put my family in. They all died.
It seems very cathartic, isn't it?
And then I was like...
You've got to start on pets next.
Started running out of people to kill.
I always did that though in the earlier XCOM games, and we're talking the like ages and ages ago. Mm-hmm. XCOM games, I always used to put all my friends in, and if one of them died I was like, oh fuck, I'm gonna have to reload and do the whole thing all over again.
Yeah, you can't let them go.
I can't tell them that they're the only one that's playing the game.
Nah, you all died in the same game, so congrats.
Is it good on the Vita? I think you've spoken about this before, haven't you?
No, I have played it on other consoles, but off the back of playing and finishing SteamWorld Heist on the Vita, I wanted another kind of turn-based strategic kind of game. So XCOM came about, and yeah, I was like, give it a go. It was
I found this
fiver or something.
Hard. I played this on PC and I completed the first one, not the expansions or anything, but I found it so fucking difficult. Mm. Almost so difficult sometimes to the point where I wasn't actually enjoying it, I just wanted to get through the level.
Yeah.
Is that because I'm shit or
you've got more tolerance of that than me? I get to a point in a game where I'm not having fun and I just stop.
I think for me it was because I could just play like a couple of missions on my lunch break while I'm having my my lunch, and yeah, it didn't. I wasn't sat playing it kind of continuously, so I'd play it on the train or I'd play it during my lunch break, and yeah, I got about halfway through and then I got bored and switched it off.
Oh.
Or uninstalled it, should I say.
Was- That was kind of where I got to with it, but I carried on playing anyway, yeah. And I think that was the problem. I think that was the issue. And there's loads of people that are so into the XCOM games, and they are very difficult. They're designed to be very difficult. That's the entire point, I think. But I got so frustrated with it because I found it so, so difficult. And if you made a couple of bad decisions with gearing your people up, or if you got really unlucky and you lost somebody on a mission and you decided not to go back and replay the mission to try and get it better,
yeah.
You could really have hamstrung yourself. You'd have no fucking shit left to carry on with the next one. You'd be completely buggered. That was my experience with it.
Yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it.
And it says on your thing that you've been playing another game as well.
Oh, yeah. So I went back after watching people play Sea of Thieves and then all the chat about Skull and Bones, I went back to play Black Flag.
How did that go?
It looks like garbage.
What was this on?
What are you playing it on?
The microwave. playing it on the 360.
Right,
okay. It probably did not look very good on the 360.
No, it looks alright, but yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to stick with it, so.
No,
I've already
tried
to go
back
before, and yeah, I can't be bothered with it now.
So, I've mentioned this before, but I never finished Black Flag.
I never started it.
Oh, so good. It's so good. And I wanted to finish it, and the only reason I didn't was because I had a game-breaking bug that I've never been able to fix. So I got 24-something hours into the game, and
change area. Oh, yes, I remember you talking about this.
Yeah, you change area to Africa from Caribbean or wherever it is you start with. And as soon as you get a little cutscene when you're on your way to Africa, and just as the cutscene starts, you save. There's an autosave. And it also saved over my game. And as soon as Africa loads, or as soon as the cutscene finished, the game crashes completely. And I've never fixed it. And I've still got the save game. And through every game update that's ever happened, through everything, I cannot fix it. It's unfixable. And I was so far into the game that I just didn't want to start it again at the time. So I went back to it months later and tried to start the game all over again. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't be asked to get all the way back to the point that I got to before to carry on. So I never finished.
That's a punch in the gut, that is.
Yeah, it was a real pain in the arse. There was a few people, it was a real Unity-style problem, or something that's fairly common to Assassin's Creed games relatively soon after they come out. It's such a fucking dick.
I'm going to wait for the remastered version.
You'd probably be waiting a while, because they've already released a version of it on the Xbox One and PS4.
Oh, did they? I'll play that. Mm-hmm.
What, like a remastered version of the same game?
It wasn't a remastered version of the same game, but it was an HD version of the same game.
Yeah, so like a re-release with the slightly higher textures for the better consoles or whatever.
Yep. Oh, okay. Yeah. I might give that a look then if I can find it cheap somewhere, because I do like my Arse Creed.
Right, look. I'm pretty sure, look, we've got one other game on our list, and this is the game that we spoke about a minute ago. Which is Far Cry 5. So off the back of the fact that Ross spoke about Far Cry 5 last podcast, we went and bought it while we were still podcasting. And we got Far Cry 5. And
We played it that night.
We did actually play it that evening. And the entire point with this is that Ross is playing it entirely single player, and so he's going to have his opinions of the game. We're pretty much going to play this entire game, or we are going to play this entire game completely co-op.
We have committed to each other, actually.
Yeah, because once we've started to play it on somebody's game, there's no progression for the other person. So I've joined Lee's game, so we're like a chunk of the way, like however many hours into the game story and everything now, and if I load my game, I've still got all my weapons and all of the gear and everything that I've looted in his game, but none of the quests are done, so my map is completely unopened, which is a bit of a shit, so I have to play it through his game. Do we want to talk about this now, or do we want to save it until we put a few more hours into it?
We can do just like more. Why can't we do no then?
I reckon we should leave this. Look, initial impressions are this game is a little bit broken.
Played a little bit on the Xbox One, and do you know what? It looks lovely. Plays like a Far Cry game, apart from there's no character.
Yeah.
So that is exactly on the nose what I said. So we were playing it, and I said, in all previous Far Cry games, you are a person.
Mm-hmm.
So even all the way back, Far Cry 1, Far Cry 2, you were the same guy. Far Cry 3, you were this guy who had been kind of kidnapped on the island. Far Cry 4, you were a guy who had turned up to scatter his mother's ashes in her home country.
Far Cry Primal, you're the last surviving member of your tribe that had to put the tribe back together.
Far Cry 5, you are Deputy Number B.
Hmm.
And that is it. And you have no story for of your own, no personality. Nobody speaks to you as if you've got a characterization of your own.
Just the rookie.
You're just a rookie. You're just known as either the deputy or the rookie. And it doesn't... It might elaborate on that a little bit later on, but it feels like you are completely inconsequential to the story. It feels like you are there to witness what's going on rather than your character being a part of the unfolding story in the game. And that was pretty jarring for me because I've always wanted... character in my Far Cry games, and it doesn't feel like it's got it at the moment.
Yeah,
and it
the bad
feels
guy
like
makes up for it though.
Well, I hope so, because we haven't really seen much of him yet.
No, but
but that's kind of the same for previous Far Cry games, because if you look at Far Cry 3,
yeah, Vaas,
that with Vaas, and then it was Far Cry 4 with the blonde
guy.
I can't
remember that guy's name. Yeah, the blonde fella.
But he was on the front cover.
Yeah.
They're moving away from the protagonist being the main character.
Yeah, it's about the bad guy.
The villain being the main character.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. The only problem that I've got with this, and I've mentioned it a couple of times while we've been playing it with Lee, is it feels less like Far Cry and more like Ghost Recon Wildlands.
First person Ghost Recon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's because they
plays more like that.
The problem with Ubisoft games is they take so many elements from their other games and then incorporate them that the lines between those games start to blur.
And what they've done with this one is that there is the landscape is so much more hazardous and verdant and lush and filled with things.
Mm-hmm.
In Ghost Recon Wildlands, you could get in a vehicle and pretty much truck on over to wherever you wanted to go. Yeah, you had to dodge rocks and trees and things. But in this, there are so many valleys and nooks and tunnels and trees, and you can't really do that. So the game is forcing you to do an awful lot on foot and creep around and go through the jungle and stuff like that. But other than that, it kind of feels like Ghost Recon Wildlands at the moment. I want more story to come into it.
Yeah, Ghost Recon Wildlands with trees.
But it can't just be story. You need to have a character to act that story out, because otherwise a face. That's part of the problem with some of the earlier Halo games.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Am I wrong in saying that you don't actually, in none of the Far Cry games, your character doesn't talk?
Yep. No, he does.
No, he does. No, he definitely does.
Right. Jack Carver in Far Cry 1.
In 3. Yeah, Jack Carver spoke. In 3, Brian, I think he's called.
Mm-hmm.
It's not much, but he speaks. And there's several parts in the game where he interacts with people. Like, when there's a part in Far Cry 3 where you're driving, quite early in Far Cry 3, where somebody else is driving the car away from you're being chased and all the rest of it, and you're shooting out the window, and your character and the person who's in the driver's seat are having a like proper shouting, arguing conversation while it's all going on.
Mm. Okay.
So, and there's none of that in this.
I'm not missing it. I'm playing it, and I love my Far Cry games. I'm not missing it. I'm really enjoying what we're doing. And the fact that we're
like,
playing
I
co-op
feel like they've taken
is just icing for me. It's just...
Well, that's brilliant. That's really good. And that kind of... I can forgive a lot of sins because of that. But I feel like I'm playing Ghost Recon Wildlands rather than playing Far Cry. Let's see. Let's hold on to this.
Ghost Recon,
because it might expand a little bit later on.
Yeah. It's early days for this one. We're very early in it. We've only just started the first area, really.
Yeah, I'm still enjoying it. It's got all the Far Cry elements. It's just like Lewis said, it feels like they've taken the gameplay elements and left the soul behind.
I think
a little bit. At the moment,
I always felt that the soul was with the bad guys with Far Cry. I thought that's where the
it's
heart
all your
of the story
own,
was.
It's what you take away from the game, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. You're right. We're going to play it more. We'll come back. We'll talk about it more. Have you got this then, Lewis?
No, I played it. A friend of mine's.
Right, okay, fine.
Well, I say a friend of mine's.
Right.
I played it with a friend of mine's kid who then kicked my ass at Mortal Kombat. And told me to get wrecked.
Oh my god! Thrown out the window. Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to beat him to death, but apparently that's not the done thing with children.
No, people frown upon that. Right, look, we're done. Have we spoken about everything that we want to speak about this week?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, I think so.
Right. We'll wrap this all up into a neat little bow because we've got so much pod coming out at the moment, I don't even know what to do with it all.
Podding all over the place.
Thank you.
More pod you can shake a stick at.
More pod that you can shake my pods at. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. This is Ready Player 2, episode...
78.
Thank you. And we have been... I've been Rich. You can find me on Twitter, at Zebwen, that's Z-E-B-W-N. Lewis has been...
At Louis Kong.
Lewis has been at Louis Kong. Thanks for that. And Lee has been...
It feels like therapy, but at Z-Z-Lee-Z-Z.
This has been ever so slightly shonky, ever so slightly off the cuff. We've been talking about all kinds of stuff. We're going to get back to our regularly scheduled pod. Next week, we're not going to have an E3 bollocks to talk about, we promise.
Also, I'm a bit drunk.
You can find all of us. Oh, are you really? You can find all of us at ReadyP2 on Twitter. You can find us at Acast, just search for Ready Player 2. You can find us on Facebook /ReadyPlayer2 or Ready, yeah, ReadyPlayer2. You can find us at www.readyplayer2, that's two.co.uk. You can find, where the fuck else? You can find us on Twitter at ReadyP2. You can find us on Mixer at mixer.com/
ReadyPlayer2. Twitch at ReadyP2.
It's TWO Mixer, isn't it?
It's just everywhere. Look, basically, the easiest thing to do is either go to our Twitter because we've got the majority of links on there, or go to our website because we're going to have all the links on there. And if we don't, we will do soon.
Yeah.
We are streaming. We are putting up YouTube videos. We are doing live streams of conferences. We are doing all kinds of extra content and all kinds of great things that we haven't done in a really long time.
And there's more to come.
We're really enjoying it. There's more to come. There's
some stuff that we've never done before as well.
Yeah, loads of things that we've never done before. So there's loads of stuff coming out from us. It's not just the podcast. There's
not
loads
like
of
bum stuff, though.
No,
not that.
I don't know what that is, but no.
No, we're not doing that
or
stuff.
Or foot stuff.
What kind of stuff is he talking? Oh, no, we're not doing foot stuff. Lee's not on board with foot stuff.
I don't like feet.
Is this linked to your dislike of cheese in some way?
Yes.
Is that where it stems from? Yeah. I feel like maybe this is a childhood trauma we can touch on at some other point. Or was that the issue?
You don't need to go into it now.
No, okay. Oh, thank you very much, everybody. This has been traumatic for us as much as it has been for you. We are Ready Player 2. This has been episode 78. Goodbye.
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 Bye. Bye. Hi, you're a cockwomble. Are you though? Are you recording? I want this apology recorded.
Okay, we had to record because a minute ago I apologised for being late, but I rescind that apology now. Ha! Fuck you.
You cockwomble.
I have not wombled a cock in many a year.
Or cocked a womble.
I've not done anything with a womble. Not since that judge said. He was very.
You got to stay off the common, have you?
I've got to, yeah. Good grief,
Melvin. Fuck off.
You do that.
Who did a bub? Oh, that's not. Oh, Louis Kong stats. Welcome, new player. What the hell? You playing a game?
Discord RPG. I don't know. Please use.
Take Lee's inventory.
Assign health 100,000. What?
Louis Kong,
that didn't work, did it?
Try to assign 1 million attribute points,
cheat.
But only have 5. Oh, I keep meaning to play Skyrim on my mum's Alexa thing.
Is that actually a thing?
It's
I thought it was a
actually a thing.
Oh my god. How am I going to intro this then?
Hi!
Don't do that. Definitely don't do that.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do.
I know what you do. You go, hello, my name is Richard. No. That's what you do.
Shut your mouth.
Hello, Lee. And according to the BBC, I'm a gameaholic.
Hello, Lee. Were you saying hi to yourself? Were you supposed to say, hello, I'm Lee there?
Yeah, I'll edit and I'm in.
Okay.
Do you want to just try that again? So,
hello, I'm Lee. And according to the BBC website, I'm an L gamer. Oh, fuck's sake.
I'm an L. Oh, my God.
Right, I'm an alcoholic?
I'm going to take a run up to this.
You're a holic for elk.
Right. I can't stop laughing now.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, let's move on, because we'll be here all night.
Yeah, but that was announced before E3.
No, it wasn't. It was leaked. It was leaked.
Yeah. All right. Same thing. Tomatoes,
leaked
potatoes.
In bunny ears. Potatoes aren't a thing, Lee.
Potatoes.
You're a potato.
I thought we were going to do this last episode, and I had all this ready.
Oh my God, and we didn't do it.
And we didn't do it. Oh, there's too much to look at. I need to... Can you just put a break in there?
Oh, yeah, sorry, the dog was dancing around on the laminate floor.
Lewis, shout another game. We're gonna do a couple more. So just pick turn. Something. Oh fuck it!
Stop.
No, I chose Lewis.
Stop, because I need to pee.
Oh, it's sweaty in here.
We should probably talk about Realm Royale.
We should. We spoke about Realm Royale on the last
one. Well, fuck you both.
Oh, but yeah, you need to talk about it if you want to.
Yeah,
no,
needs to talk
don't
about
care.
It.
Ruined it.
Right.
Now.
I'm sorry, Lewis.
It's been for you. We are Ready Player 2. This has been episode 78. Goodbye.
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 Bye. Bye. Who's going to do the music?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.